Chapter 5 Graham loosened his tie and slowly lowered himself into his high-backed leather chair. Her scent still lingered in the air. It was on his fingertips, even though he hadn't touched her. Didn't dare. He was beginning to believe that it was some kind of aromatic hallucination, because he inhaled her in his apartment, in his sheets, in the shower, in the car. It was as if he'd absorbed her into his pores. An image of her sitting in front of him flashed. His cock jumped in response. His jaw clenched. Alexis was a distraction, and he didn't like distractions. It was good that he was getting away. The trip would give him some time and space to clear his head and shake himself back to reality. He may have made a mistake taking her on. Had he met with her in person prior to the hire, this spot of trouble could have been avoided. But she'd signed a contract that he had countersigned. To break it would be a public relations nightmare. Not to mention the cost and legal ramifications. He'd have to show cause, and getting a hard-on when she was anywhere near him was not a reason. He would have to get her to demonstrate her inability to perform the job she was hired to do. At least, that much was in place. It would be a challenge for her to complete the initial assignment he'd given her in 3 days. He pursed his lips and thoughtfully rubbed his chin. He'd start there. Alexis called Clara's phone and asked her to put together the list of DOE contacts that had been used in the past. Maybe she would recognize a name or two from the zillion education conferences that she'd attended over the years. She also asked Claire for a list of any outside consultants that had gone into